I'm so glad that you've joined again for another day of Central Moments. We are looking at the life of Moses. And Moses had spent 40 years growing up in the best educational systems of the world in Egypt. And then after something went wrong at the end of 40 years where he probably prematurely tried to help his people that were enslaved, he ends up running for his life. And he ends up in the second 40-year season of his life shepherding sheep in the desert of Midian. And it's just kind of an ordinary day at work for Moses. And it says Moses was, this is Exodus 3 verse 1, Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb. So he's working for the priest of Midian, Jethro, whose daughter Zipporah he had married, and he was just leading the flock to the far side of the wilderness. He came to Horeb, the mountain of God. He would later revisit that with the people of Israel after they'd been delivered from Egypt. And there, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. And Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. I've often thought that's the way I want my life to look. I want to burn with the fire of God, but not burn up or burn out, but just to be consumed with God's heart and his power. This bush was burning, but not burning up. And the Lord spoke to him and called him to go back to Egypt and to lead his people out of slavery. He's now 40 years old, 80 years old. And the Lord said, I've indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I've heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I'm concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them. And the Lord's going to reveal himself to Moses in a very personal way. As he reveals to all of us, he reveals himself to all of us as his called ones. But behind his revealing of himself to us, behind every step of faith he asks us to take, which will always involve obedience and risk-taking. You can't live safely if you're living by faith. You're taking risks. You're taking steps of faith. But behind it is, first of all, God's heart for the people he wants us to reach. He desperately loves them. He said, I've heard. I'm not indifferent to their suffering. And I've heard their cry, and I've come down to rescue them. That's why God calls you and me, not because we're impressive, but because his heart for the people that he wants us to touch. In verse 13, Moses says to God, well, suppose I go back to Egypt and I say to the and go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has called me and has sent me to you. And then they ask me, well, what's his name? Because Egypt has all kinds of gods. Well, what's his name? What should I tell them? And God said to Moses, just tell them I am who I am. I mean, every other name would limit God, I suppose, but it's out of this name that all the other aspects of who God is flow. He's our healer. He's our righteousness. He's our peace. All of these flow out of just this simple, powerful, profound, limitless name. For every risk you're going to take, for every step of faith I'm going to ask you to take, I am that I am. I'm going to be the safety net under you. All I am will be enough for what you need in that moment. I am that I am, related to the Hebrew root to be, is where we get the name Yahweh or Jehovah, used 6,500 times in the Old Testament. And in our English translations, it's almost often translated Lord, sometimes all in capital letters. That's the personal name of God. That's the I'm enough for you, God. That's the just obey me. Just take steps of faith. Take risks. Don't live safely. Because for every place you'll be, I am going to be all you need. I am that I am. And of course, this is God's way of saying, I've got this. You know, sometimes we think we've got it. We don't have it, especially if we're walking by faith. But God's got this. I'm going to be who I am, and I'm going to be that for you. And now, as followers of Jesus, we can't help but remember that Jesus himself, in John 8:58, said, before Abraham was, I am. He was saying, I am Yahweh. I am Jehovah. I am all you need. So, Lord, in Jesus' name, in the name of the I Am, we pray. I thank you we're not just reading about a God who existed thousands of years ago. We thank you that this is who Jesus is for us. Your Son came, embodied all you are. And we thank you for whatever steps of obedience we need to take, whatever risk we're taking. Lord, help us not to live safely, because you are the I Am that I Am. And in Jesus' name, in the name of the I Am, we pray that you will be all we need as we seek to touch the people that you love. My God, be with us. Be with us in tough conversations today that need to be had. Be with us as we maybe volunteer for a ministry or start something new or try something we've never done before. As we take a step of faith, we thank you that your Son Jesus is the embodiment of all you are. You are that you are. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.